The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Wednesday, the fifth week of Lent. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth Van Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. The question of freedom looms large in the writings of St. Paul. An essential element of the Apostles' teaching is that the believer finds eternal life not in adherence to the law of the Old Covenant, but in the new law of grace. In other words, salvation does not come from the correct fulfillment of the laws that govern the lives of the Israelites, with the exception of the moral law, which is summed up in the Ten Commandments and is always valid for everybody, but that salvation comes from faith in Christ. This is the source of true freedom. The Catechism of the Catholic Church gives an extensive treatment on this question of human freedom, and we can summarize a few of those points here. First, that God created man as a rational being with an intellect and will, with the dignity of a person who can initiate and control his own actions. Second, freedom shapes a person's life, depending upon what that person chooses, either good or ill. Third, the more one does what is good, the freer one becomes. There is no true freedom, the Catechism says, except in the service of what is good and just. The choice to disobey and do evil is an abuse of freedom and leads to the slavery of sin. So freedom is not just the ability to do what we want, when we want, and as we want. Instead, it is the power to align ourselves with the will of God, with His revealed truth, and thereby achieve the full realization of our identity as a person created in God's image and likeness. In short, acting in freedom means acting in the good, and this leads to personal fulfillment. Jesus addresses this question when he says in John chapter 8 from the Mass today, "If you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We're descendants of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How can you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin." So, Jesus is the source of truth, and by following him, we grow in freedom. Choosing the path of sin, however, leads to slavery, the loss of freedom, and the frustration of one's desire to be truly fulfilled. Our society has forgotten what truth is. So many people will say things like, "Well, that may be true for you, but it's not true for me." They confuse opinion, desire, and wishful thinking for objective reality. It's a sign of a person who sacrifices rationality for sentimentality, living only on the level of emotions, which is to say on the surface of things, superficially. Well, we want to resist that temptation, because if Jesus is the truth, then anything that contradicts or diminishes his revelation is at best a deception and at worst a bald-faced lie. This past year has shown us how destructive it is to live a lie, to live in a cloud of deceit, and to sacrifice rationality for emotional manipulation. Jesus is the escape from this confusion. When we take refuge in the Lord and in his teaching, we're led to the truth and are liberated to become the people God has created us to be. God bless you.